Good morning, this is Chris with your daily Bible reading from the Gateway Church in King's Lynn. Today's reading is from John chapter 16, verses 5 to 16. It's headed, "The Work of the Holy Spirit." "Now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from me from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. In a little while you will see me no more. Then after a little while you will see me." This is the point where Jesus is telling the disciples he is about to leave them and leave this world. It's almost like a goodbye. How do we feel about saying goodbyes to people? Do we like goodbyes? Are we sad when we say goodbye? I've always not been very good at saying goodbye, especially if I'm not going to see somebody for a long time. Beginning of the passage also says, "Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief." Grief is the price we pay for love. Some of you will have grieved more than others. May have lost a loved one, may have lost friends. How do you feel about this? But it also talks about being convicted by the Holy Spirit and told things from God that we may not be able to bear at the moment. How do you feel about that too? But we know that in all things God works together for those who love him, and we should be assured of that God will not give us anything that we cannot bear. We always have him with us, and that is a really, really blessed assurance. Well, today's reading is November the 5th, and today some of us from church will be going over to Norwich to a big conference. If you're one of those going over to Norwich and you hear this before you leave, I pray that the time in Norwich may be blessed and that the Holy Spirit will speak to you. You'll have a great time and you'll enjoy fellowshipping with other believers and hearing more about what God is doing in the lives of our churches and how we can all grow from that. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. Bye.